This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 28 September 2018. Well, first thing I want to bring to everyone's attention was I was on the USA Watchdog recently, and we talked about a lot of things, obviously precious metals, which I'm always asked about, but also kind of what this end game in the financial system could look like. I suggest you take a look. And if you're on our free weekly updates at themorganreport.com, the free Morgan Report, we always, at the end of the week, every weekend, we'll provide all the links to every interview I've done during the week and answer questions and also provide this podcast. The podcast can be found on iTunes. Just type in The Morgan Report and you will find the weekly perspective and some of the other updates I do on the podcast. Sometimes I do interviews or webinars or seminars, that type of thing. So you would, if you are so inclined, to get on iTunes or whatever the Android equivalent is, it's available and I do them every week. So moving to the stock market right now, the consumer cyclicals and technology have been the leading stock sectors this year in the United States, but healthcare is a strong third and coming to the fore, meaning it is a more defensive stock. And it looks like the rotation at the top of the market here is going to be led by healthcare in the not too distant future. Nonetheless, the stocks do remain overvalued from any metric, as I've said many times, and it's something to pay attention to. You want to get out near the top, not necessarily the tippy top. Lead article this week is from Business Insider. U.S. government debt costs may soon eclipse military spending. The U.S. government could spend more on debt than it does on the military, with interest payments set to make up 13% of the federal budget a decade from now, according to the New York Times. The increase in borrowing costs has been brought on after a need to finance a rapidly growing budget deficit made worse by tax cuts and rising interest. And rising interest is certainly a great deal of it. The cost of interest is on track to be $390 billion next year, which is nearly 50% more than 2017 because interest rates have been increased. And it is the fastest growing government expense, according to the Congressional Budget Office. I don't want to harp on this. I do it every week, but it's obvious that these debts cannot be paid back and something has got to give. I actually addressed that again on the Greg Hunter interview. Next article up is from South China Morning Post. Remember, we've gotten some misinformation from this place once in a while. Obviously, there's a lot of fake news out there, but this one's pretty benign. How a global payment system cashes in on the yuan's increased use. Learn Chinese. That's basically the whole article. It talks about the SWIFT system and that it's going to be Chinese language friendly. And this, of course, is very interesting. It talks about the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, which is the SWIFT system. People that have paid attention to these updates that I've done for years know that these BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have really circumvented the SWIFT system with their own, and they started the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank quite some time ago. So they really don't need the SWIFT system. Of course, they are using it, but again, they have their own system outside of this. So they're making a big deal out of it, and yes, it's somewhat of a big deal, but really the bigger deal is one that's not even mentioned in this article, which, as I said, is they have a way to circumvent the SWIFT system. And I want to give a wealth quote this week. It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor. Anonymous. So I have the Twitter feed up here. If you're not on it and you want to get the update news, and most of this is posted by yours truly, it is on Twitter at SilverGuru22. I just posted this referencing that I'll have a podcast this weekend, which is what you're listening to right now. And one of the features is what I call the big reveal. This has been for members only of the Paid Morgan Report that are well aware of this green technology that produces a vast amount of gold. Like the minimum is almost 2 ounces per ton. There's no gold mine out there on the planet doing 2 ounces per ton. If this was a junior mining company that drilled and even got a foot of 2 ounces per ton, you would hear about it in every chat room in the world about a drill result like that. But here's this company that very few know about outside of the paid members. But I'm going to do the big reveal. I will be posting this far and wide, because it's going to a syndicated column probably within a week or two. And once that's accomplished, I'll be referencing this company to everybody in the public domain that's interested in a breakthrough technology. This is, again, green, doesn't use cyanide. In fact, it replaces cyanide. And there was something that was in Canada on their equivalent of Shark Tank recently that had something that kind of alluded to it. It is a much different technology. It sounds similar, but it is, let's say, not nearly as advanced as this one is. And I'll be writing about this fact this weekend in the Paid Morgan Report, which comes out the first Monday of every month. And of course, the due date will be this weekend. It will be up for all of our membership. So that will basically conclude it for this week. Please help us out by letting people know about our iTunes podcasts, our Twitter feed, our YouTube channel, and we'll bring all of that to you that are on the free list every week. We'll wrap them all up, give you every interview that I did during the week, this podcast, and usually a question or two from members that will help you to solve some of these dilemmas in the investing world. So until next week, I wish you all the best, and I'll be back with you in 1 week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.